Hi, welcome to Spiritual Experiences, Case 6. When I think about spiritual truth, or truth as a name for God, I often remember an experience I had in the late 1970s. I had been generally immersed in thinking about this topic for almost a decade, when one morning, as I was walking down the street to catch a bus to work, I was thinking and praying about spiritual truth. And I kept hovering at a point between feeling a great desire to declare and assert the presence, power, and activity of spiritual truth, something like a divine and absolute spiritual goodness, and having an equally strong awareness that because spiritual truth is true, I didn't need to be affirming it to make it true. You may remember from my YouTube video, Spiritual Experiences Case 1, that the Bible verse, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," describes one way to pray as taught in Christian Science. At the end of that day, coming home from work, I was still flipping back and forth between declaring God's infinite spiritual truth and consciously not declaring it, based on the awareness that I didn't need to be declaring it, because it was already true. When I got home, I sat back in my recliner in this same frame of mind, as if hovering between knowing and not knowing. And I was soon, perhaps if from a daydream or reverie, taken by a spiritual vision. In its entirety, it was somewhat like a beam of light in front of me, starting on the lower left and proceeding to the upper right. It began unobtrusively, as if a soft, gentle light, a radiance. And then I could see it was a source, an active and originating source. The outcome of this source showed itself to be in the very process of being actively and continuously originated. Then, as if landing on a plateau, it showed itself to be good. Once recognized as good, it revealed itself to be not just regular good, but breathtaking good, hard to describe. Then it showed that its inherent quality of goodness of origin was so severe that it bristled with integrity. And this integrity evolved into a massively laser-like coherence that showed itself as if having a hard, impermeable shell, like it had battleship armor. This conspicuous inviolability showed that it would remain permanently, absolutely intact in its original perfection forever, no matter what. And that was it. I don't guess the whole thing took more than a minute. I've been thinking about this experience off and on over the last 40 years to learn more from it and to better put it into words. I'm struck by how many aspects of it are really hard to describe. I think the word for that is ineffable, that is, can't be expressed in words. Nevertheless, I try. I also wonder, in what paradigm and in what context is the information in this vision an answer to the timeless question, what is truth? It's a subtle point, but it occurred to me a few years later that what I saw was not truth itself, but in some sense a manifestation of truth, an image and likeness of truth. It was a visualization of the nature of its invisible source, seen through unfolding images of its outcome. I've got a number of other questions. What is the connection between truth and source or origin? How does extreme goodness translate into integrity? Where does the laser-like coherence come from? I had a spiritual vision about 15 years later that involved the coherence of infinite goodness. So coherence has my attention. And maybe the most important question of all is, what's with the protective shell? I sense that that is a big deal. It's also interesting to consider the frame of mind that seemed to have kicked off this whole process, hovering between knowing and not knowing. If you're curious about this, please watch my YouTube video, The Wholeness of the Infinite God Principle. Often in reviewing this experience, I picked up new ideas about it, so please forgive me for what might seem like repetition. Meditating on these topics is time well spent, so I'm going to reiterate here. To help me organize my thoughts, I've parsed this vision into 8 different ideas. The basic rhythm of it was like a 4-stage rocket, but each stage seemed to have 2 parts. 1. It began as if a soft, holy light, quite evidently acting as a source. 2. Its outcome visually showed itself in a state of being actively originated, almost like watching a baby being born, but more dynamic, like watching an ongoing transformation. 3. The thing that was originated was seen to be good. Not an adjective, but the noun, good. 4. It wasn't just regular good, but it was breathtaking good. You may remember the end of the first chapter of Genesis, where God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Well, this wasn't just very good. It was very, very, very good. Deep, boundless, overflowing, good. 5. I could see and feel the quality of this goodness reached back as if connected to its origin. And the severity of this goodness showed it bristling with integrity. 6. That integrity evolved into an extraordinary, powerful, laser-like coherence. 7. This laser-like coherence showed itself to be inviolable and unassailable. Did you know that the armor on the side of a battleship with 16-inch guns is typically 16 inches thick? That was the sense I got from this. Battleship armor. 8. And I could see this coherence and inviolability would protect and maintain its original startling goodness forever. Each of these stages was, in some sense, over the top, impossible to really describe in a way that completely does it justice. Each stage was filled with wonder. So now when I think about truth as a name for God, I think about a radiant source and roiling spiritual origination. It's overwhelming, very, very, very goodness. The severity of its quality of goodness of origin, how it bristled with integrity, showing forth a laser-like coherence that evidenced its inviolability, maintaining its integrity and goodness forever. Pretty interesting stuff. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.